And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. This is Inside Europe. In December, Inside Europe reported on a church in the Netherlands that was trying to prevent the deportation of an Armenian family that was denied asylum. DW correspondent Stefan Boss has been following this story and joins me now for the latest. And it's good news for that family.
Absolutely, and for hundreds of other families as well.
Okay, now first I just want to recap. The parents and their three children had fled Armenia after receiving death threats because of the father's political activism. The Protestant Bethel Church in The Hague used a Dutch law that dates back to the Middle Ages. Theo Hetema is chairman of the Dutch General Council of the Protestant Church.
We hold here a voortdurende kerkdienst, 24 uur per dag.
We're holding a continuous church service, 24 hours each day. We're doing that to provide a place of safety for the family. There's a law that police cannot enter church premises while a church service is underway.
And that church service ended a few days ago.
Yes, they ended it because they now say they have received assurances from several Dutch legislatures that the family will not be deported. But of course, that came only after more than 3 months of day and night continuous church services. So they are very happy at the moment.
Okay, so what's the latest? What's brought on this stopping of the church service?
Well, the main reason is that the government agreed to give basically amnesty to hundreds of children whose asylum requests were originally rejected. But after the government almost collapsed over the issue, they reached a compromise, basically saying that the asylum applications of hundreds of children will be reviewed again. And the expectation is that most of them, almost 700 children and their parents, of course, can stay in the Netherlands.
Can you just explain to us why the government almost collapsed over this issue?
The reason is that the liberal VVD party of Prime Minister Mark Rutte was basically wanting to end the children's pardon as it exists now, meaning that if someone really has his or her asylum request rejected, he or she should go. They say we cannot go on any longer with always showing more and more compassion because the Netherlands can only so much do with refugees. Now, the other three parties said that it's also the obligation of the Netherlands to show more tolerance to people in need. They basically agreed on a compromise saying that, all right, for now, we will review all those applications and it is expected that at least 90% of the people can stay.
But won't this encourage more people to head for the Netherlands?
That is indeed what the far-right politician Geert Wilders of the PVV party said in parliament.
Wat een feest voor al die illegale, al die migranten die hier een verblijfsvergunning willen.
This government deal means a massive celebration for all illegal migrants who want to have a residence permit here, for all human smugglers, for all the lawyers of foreigners and the asylum industry. They have a great day, as hundreds and possibly much more than 1,000 illegal migrants can stay here.
That's what he says, of course, but at the other hand, there are other people who say that people like him simply don't understand their situation. One of them is actually, it's very interesting, he's a 9-year-old boy from Iraq, Nemer. He posted a video on a social network site Twitter, and this is what he had to say.
The children's pardon is back. I am thanking everybody, the Netherlands, the Dutch Parliament, and everybody who supported me. I didn't do this only for myself, but for hundreds of other children in a similar situation. Hooray, it finally happened.
He is of course very happy and he has really thanked the Dutch parliament and also everybody who supported him. But yeah, it really remains to be seen what will happen after this group can stay in the Netherlands, because of course this issue is not gone. There will be more refugees and more people in similar situations, and of course we have to wait and see whether it will be really as strict as planned now, that this was really the last time, or whether the Netherlands will once again say in a few years, all right, these people can stay as well.
Stefan Boss, thanks for joining us with the very latest on Inside Europe.
You're welcome.